In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, and welcome to our service of home worship from the churches of St. Catherine and St. Margaret on this, the 18th Sunday after Trinity. It is lovely to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love, shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us your gift of faith, that forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to that which is before, we may run the way of your commandments and win the crown of everlasting joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. The same night he got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip, before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 121. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord will keep you from evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time on and forevermore. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. A reading from Paul's second letter to Timothy. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learnt it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whether the time is favourable or unfavourable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus told them a parable about they need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As we read our Bible, we may notice that often images are used of the weakness of widows to signify loneliness and dependency of the Lord. In chapter 11 of Luke, Jesus taught about persistence, using the example of a man pestering his neighbour. Now in chapter 18, to emphasize his point. Jesus made the protagonist a widow, which was a classic example of vulnerability in society at that time, with this widow being harassed by an opponent. With the odds stacked against her, she became desperate, and even today, there are poor people around the world who take on opponents, such as corrupt sweatshop owners or multinationals which are deforesting the Amazon basin. The character of the unjust judge seems to be painted darkly for us, but this is to highlight the contrast between him and our righteous judge. We are encouraged to consider how much our loving God will judge justly and will act for those persistent prayers of faithful believers. This parable is a lesson for those struggling to survive in difficult times, whether individuals or communities. But God will not abandon them, and they must remain faithful, continuing in prayer until God answers. It is the faithfulness to God that provides the power of our prayers. People may ask, why pray? Today, Luke tells us about the need to never lose heart. Irrespective of how God chooses to answer our prayers, prayer has the power to both change and move us. When we pray, we have a relationship with God. We speak to God, and we need to both listen to and listen for God, as this is communication with God. Sometimes when we pray, we may think God has not answered, but perhaps we did not notice God speaking to us. When we pray, we open ourselves up to seeing the world through God's eyes and from God's perspective, which makes it impossible for us to pray for peace and justice without acting to bring those things to fruition. And similarly, we cannot pray with integrity for someone to get well and then ignore their practical needs. Often God's response to prayer is quite simply to motivate all who pray to act. In recent years, the methods of communication used have become more varied, not only through the media, but through the use of social networking sites, with both keeping us in touch with not only the pleasantries in life, but also the tragedies and disasters of all kinds. Each day we have many reasons for prayer, for injustice of all kinds, personally, locally, nationally and globally. Each day we are required to remember who God is, to hold on to what we know from experience and the unchanging character of our all-loving, embracing God, and to keep our prayers for justice as the world needs our prayers. And we need to be faithful disciples, bringing our never-ending prayers before God, who never fails to listen and who always responds so graciously. Prayer always takes place in the context of a lived relationship with God. God is not like the unjust judge who grudgingly deals with the widow. Rather, God is committed and involved with creation and with us, his people, in all that brings life. But it is by our persistent prayer that we show our trust and participation in God's activity in our world and our lives. When we pray, we always do so, knowing God wants only what is good for us. If we pray and truly believe, however, that God's will and God's will alone will bring happiness, then we will never lose heart in our prayer and never lose heart in our relationship with God, irrespective of the outcome of our prayer. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area. May we follow the example of Matthew in bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Gaza and Israel, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Following the example of Matthew, may we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We are all citizens with the saints and belong to the family of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far away and to those who were near. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, may I take this opportunity to thank you for joining with us. And I hope you have a peaceful and blessed week and are able to join with us once again next week. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.